pre-season. You've been back early, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually didn't leave. I stayed around the area. I did go to Paris and Europe, but I didn't go all the way back to Oz. I stayed basically local. And saving it up till Christmas. But, I've got a tough month ahead of me now before I get on the plane and go home and see the family again. But I'm looking forward to it.
So what's a tough month involved? Tell me what a tough month involves for a rugby player at the start of pre-season.
Yeah, obviously, we've all got to get in condition to get ourselves right to play. And if you've done a few, like myself and some of the other guys done a few, you know what it takes. And look, it's... I've done all mine in warm 30-degree weather back in Australia, but so I don't know what to expect for this one. We've got a lot of guys in the World Cup, so we've got about 10 guys out of our squad or 30 that won't be there, and or even more. And obviously you can bring the weather, so I really don't know what to expect. But look, I know it's tough. There's times during training sessions that you question yourself why you put yourself through it, and you get the bit of the demons in your mind. But look, it's all worth it at the end of the day. I've only just realised. It's funny I say that. I've only just realised that if you work hard enough earlier on and stay in some sort of shape, it isn't really that difficult. It's when you sort of let yourself go in that break and you don't really put everything into it, you find yourself falling behind some of the other guys. So as I said, I'm looking forward to it, and getting the pre-season and off-season in St Helens colours. And I'm glad that the season starts in February, because then it feels like Christmas will come and we'll be back into it.
Yeah, I mean, how much for you personally as well, this is going to be important, isn't it, to get a decent pre-season, because you've had such an unsettled kind of 12 months to get yourself focused, not physically but also I guess mentally, for the start of the new season.
Yeah, this is very important for me. I've played my best rugby when I've had a really good pre-season, and I focused really hard on my training and basically just ripped in and just worked as hard as I possibly could. Watched me diet. This is it. I'm going to have Macca's tonight, but this might be my last takeaway until I actually go on break. As I said, I've worked out what I need to do to get myself in that peak fitness. And look, it's very important for me. And I personally want to do it. So as I said earlier, to when February comes next year, I can show St Helens fans what I really can do.
Yeah, obviously there's been a lot made of the marquee players in the sport. Do you feel that pressure yourself, knowing that you are one of the marquee players here?
Yeah, not really. It sort of was a bit when I first got here, but then as you get to know these guys, I don't feel any more important than any other guy on this side. We've got guys like James Roby, Big Al, Johnny Lomax, Purse, some young guys, good young guys coming through. Look, and you don't win comps with one special person. It doesn't matter how good you are. You need a good 16, 17 other guys around you that take the field each week. And now I don't feel any sort of pressure at all. As I said, I've got some great players on this side that just it's easy.